This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says after these things, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We will tell you the qissa, the story about them, بِالْحَقِّ. In truth. In truth, now we'll tell you what the truth is, not what they think. And bilhaq means only Allah has the right to tell you the story, because He's the one who did this. Okay. Then he starts by telling, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, they were youth. So, they were youth. آمَنُوا, they were believing youth. True belief in Tawheed. بِرَبِّهِمْ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ, they believed in their Lord. And because of their belief and what they did, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى, we increased them in guidance. Again, telling us that you believe, you do what you is the right thing, the response of Allah would be to bring you closer to Him by increasing you in huda. Imam Bukhari used this ayah as one of his proofs, because at that time there was a debate, does iman go up and down? So many people said, no, iman is like this. He says, no, he used this ayah. He says, Allah says we increase their imans. That means it goes up and down, and there are other ayahs. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. So it also tells us that when we make an effort to come closer to Allah, and they ran away to come closer to Allah. Okay, they ran away from their people. They left their luxury, they left their parents. I mean, just think about it. They must have had parents, they may have had siblings, they had wealth, they had luxury, and they had iman. And they left all of that for iman. How many youngsters would run away from their parents and everything else for the sake of iman? You know, we have to think about this, reflect. Leave everything. Everything. All they brought was a few silver coins with them. Just in case they needed it. They didn't know what would happen. Okay, that Allah mentions also. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. So whoever comes, as the hadith says, whoever comes towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes towards him like this. Whoever comes this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him like this. And whoever walks to Allah, Allah runs to him. Literally. But what it means is, you try coming close, but Allah has put the burden on us. You do first, then see what Allah does with you. Okay? Okay. It's not like, oh, when Allah wants, He'll give me hidayah, I'm going to do whatever I want. That's not the right attitude. You do your part. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, so what have they done? They have found physical security in the cave. Now, even though you have physical security, you still have fear in your heart. Right? Internal, because of what's going on. You're uncomfortable, you are stressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطَا. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and we strengthened their hearts, gave them inner security in their hearts, not just the physical security of the cave, but their hearts felt content, their heart felt secure, they felt comfortable. And when did they do that? إِذْ قَامُوا, when they stood up. And they said, our Lord, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who is our Lord? The one who is the Rabb of all the heavens and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ. We will never call on anyone other than Him. Tawheed in its ultimate form. مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَ. We will not take as an ilah, as a god, as one worthy of worship, anyone other than Allah. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَ. We will not call on anyone besides Allah as an ilah. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطَ. Because if we did that, we put partners or gave power and authority to other than Allah, then we would have said, قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطَ. Something that is very shattering, something that is outrageous. So, pure tawheed. They said, we would never say that. Now, this is not a dua because it starts with Rabbuna. They are saying to each other, okay, that our Lord is the Lord. When we do dua, we say Rabbana. This is Rabbuna. Rabbana, because what is implied is Ya before it. Ya, and that changes the Rabbuna to Rabbana. We say Rabbana, and that's dua to Allah. Here, this is not a dua, they are talking to each other. Rabbuna, our Lord, is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And if we were to do this, call anyone other than Allah, we would be committing a grave sin, outrageous blasphemy. And then they say, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا لَوْ لَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنْ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا. These people, our qawm, our people, they have taken مِن دُونِهِ, other than Allah, آلِهَا, not only one, but multiple gods. لَوْ لَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنْ. Why have they not brought evidence that is clear to support what they are doing? In other words, you are saying that all these are gods. Show me evidence. Who authorized this? Where is the evidence? Which scripture says that all of these should be worshipped? So they are saying, why don't they bring bayyin, something that makes clear, sultan, an authority, an authoritative evidence for what they are doing, which is worshipping many gods. Then they say, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And since there is no evidence, he said, and who does a greater wrong, greater dhulm, than to invent iftara about Allah lies. And again, the stress here, remember we had, you can't make things up about Allah. This is the second place, and this will keep coming, this thing. You can't say things about Allah that he has not authorized, okay? So they're saying, and who does greater wrong, who does more wrong than one who invents? Because these are all inventions that, you know, this is the son of God, these are the daughters of God, you're worshipping animals, you're worshipping stone, you're worshipping tea. Who gave you this authority? Show us the evidence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now describing who these youth were. Why they ran away? Because here's the implication that they're saying our people are doing this, and we are people of Tawheed. They describe themselves. We will never call anyone besides Allah. But they call all these and they have no proof. And they are, therefore they are in the wrong. So, وَإِذَا تَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. So, they withdrew from their people, and وَمَا يَعْبَدُونَ, from what they worshipped. Okay, they left the people and left the false worship, and they فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ, they came to the cave. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. Now, there is a question of who is saying this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend his mercy to them, لَكُمْ, to you, from your Rabbukum, min rahmatihi, his rahmah. Remember the dua they had done for rahmah, and hayyilana, to make easy and show us the way of what to do. So it says here, one interpretation is that one of the boys, one of the youth, who was a little more advanced, he said to the rest, yanshur lakum rabbukum min rahmatihi, that your Lord will shower his blessings, his mercy on you, and will show you a way in this affair of yours, amrikum mirfaqa, which will be gentle and which will be something you like, from rafiq mirfaqa. Another interpretation is that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who told them, not as a wahi, like a messenger, but as an ilham, that you do this. You go, and your Lord will give you his rahmah and will make affairs easy for you. Okay. Both of which are possible. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayah where he said, and وَضَرَبْنَا So this was the explanation of the first part of who they were. Now comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, his response, what was this? وَضَرَبْنَا لَا أَذَانِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ أَدَدًا When we put, you know, soundproof, the soundproof they're hearing for ears, we put them to sleep. Now the details of that will come, of their sleep. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتِ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا That, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would have seen the sun when it rose, طَلَعَتْ and it moved, as it rose, it was moving away from them as it rose. So here's the east. From there, and kahfihim dhat al-yameen, from the right side of the cave. So the sunrise was on the right side of the cave. Wa idha gharabat, and when it set, it was moving away to dhat al-shimal, to the left side. So if it's rising here and setting here, means the cave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, was facing, oriented to the north. Now, so what does that mean? That Allah prepared the cave in such a way that they would not be hit by direct sunlight. Okay. It rose from here, moved away, set this way. So some light would come in, but they were not subjected to the direct sun for whatever the reason. People say, well, because it would have burnt them, we would have done this and it would have done that. Allah could have protected them. But this is what he says. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ And they were in the middle of, there was a big space in the middle of the cave and they were in the middle of the cave. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ And this is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that whoever Allah guides, he is guided. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًا مُرْشِدًا And whoever he allows to be astray, there is no one who can be his wali or his murshid, nor his guide, nor his mentor. So again, what this is telling us, that ultimate guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember this ties in with one of the early things, that in the early part of the surah, remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very distressed. What was the ayah? He was very distressed that they were not listening to, and they were moving away from this. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ Yes. That, will you destroy yourself because they're not listening. Their footsteps are moving away from this book. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that yes, your job is to give da'wah, but don't kill yourself over it. You should have love and concern for them because you cannot be a da'i unless you love people. And the Prophet ﷺ loved the Quraysh of Makkah, even though they were torturing him. That's why he was trying to convince them to come to the truth. So when we do da'wah, you can't say, okay, may Allah destroy all these, but I'll give them da'wah. No, that's not what it is. We try and save people, okay? And that, therefore, true da'wah can only come if you love people and you want the best for them, okay? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet ﷺ, that guidance is in his hand, who he guides. So your job is to convey the message in the most beautiful way, by your words, by your actions, and the rest is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues that description of them sleeping. Now you have a cave that faces north, the sun comes from the east, it moves this way, sets towards the west this way, moves away from the mouth of the cave. And then he says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ And you would have, in other words, if you saw them, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would have thought, أَيْقَاظًا, that they were awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ Though they were asleep. What does that mean? When do you think when people are awake? Eyes are open. So this is an indication that in this sleep, they slept with their eyes open for 300 years. No corneal drying, no refresh drops to be put in the eyes. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Therefore, that sun moving doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ Now, more details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we turned them on their right, we turned them on their left, like they say, you know, bed sores and so on. They were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them for their comfort, whatever it is. Okay. But he's telling us those details because these people wanted details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want details? Let me give you details. I'll tell you how their eyes were. I'll tell you how they were turning. I'll tell you which way they were facing, where the what who was sleeping where. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ And at the entrance of the cave, their dog, they had a dog with them, he sat with his paws extended like this. So he was sitting there like a guard dog. Okay.
لَوَلَّيْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارٌ وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُوبًا
And if you had come on them, suppose you had traveled and you came upon them, you would have been so scared that you would have run away because imagine coming to a cave and you see seven big people, you know, maybe their beards and nails had all grown and all of that. They're lying there with their eyes open like this and there's a dog sitting there in a sort of a semi-lit cave and you come in there and you would run away. You know, you don't know what is here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا You would have turned away and you would have run. وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا And you would have been filled with awe and fear of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us their condition in. So that's the description of that. And then the ayah before that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we brought them back for to see who among the groups was right. Now Allah describes that bringing them.
وَكَذَٰلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ
And this is the way we brought them back to life. بَعَثْنَا, as we said, resurrected them after the sleep, this long sleep.
لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ
So that they may ask each other. So now imagine these youngsters, they wake up. They don't know they've been sleeping. The time of day has changed a little bit. Some of the scholars have said that they got there in the morning and then when they woke up it was late in the afternoon or something. So one of them says, Qala qailun, the one who usually loves to talk a lot, qailun, the one who frequently talks, he says, Kam labistum, how long were you sleeping? They said, Qalu labistna yawman wa ba'da yawm, maybe a day, maybe we slept a day, maybe part of a day, day and a half, whatever. قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ Then one of them who said, or some of them said, قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ That only Allah knows how long you slept. And that teaches us when things say, only Allah knows, we admit our ignorance and we keep quiet on this. You know, whenever we say, Allahu alam. But, there's no but. If you say, Allahu alam, you stop there. We don't try and you know, go beyond that. If he tells us, then we say it, otherwise we don't. Now what happens after 309 years of sleep, and I'm giving you that ahead of time because Allah comes to that later, they wake up and they are like some of our youngsters today who came here having not eaten for 4 hours and they wanted some snacks right away before the session started. So after 309 years, they wake up and they feel hungry. They feel hungry. So what do they say? Only Allah knows how long we've been sleeping, but more important, let's go to that. They say, فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقُكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَيُّهَا أَسْكَى طَعَامًا فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْهُ وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا One of you, أَحَدُكُمْ, take this silver coins that they had brought, and you go into the town and you look for azka ta'aman. We want the purest of food. They were dying of hunger. They're not saying, bring me whatever, bring me Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. No, find the purest of food. They are still concerned about halal and haram. And they're not just asking halal, they're azka, the purest. And some of the commentators have said that at that time, when they went into the cave, there were some hidden Muslims of the time who used to sacrifice animals in the right way. So, as opposed to the animals that were slaughtered for the pagan way for the statues and their gods. So they said, go and find those guys, you know, and bring us the purest food. Azka ta'aman falyatikum birizqin min. Bring our risk from them. Now, why is this important? Just remember, they knew that if we don't pay attention to halal and haram in our rizq, how we earn, what we eat, our du'as are not accepted. Okay, that's just one, besides disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were very particular. This is practice, this is not theory. When you are hungry, can you control yourself? And they said, find that. Now what would have happened if they didn't find it? They would have probably stayed hungry, knowing their iman. Okay. And then, again, taking the precautions like you should, you know, not saying, okay, just go. What did they say? Wal yatalattaf, and be discreet, lutf, gentle, go carefully. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا, so that nobody realizes who you are. Otherwise you could get caught and the same thing would happen. So they were still afraid that if we go out there to get food, because they think they've just slept a day, we are hungry, so go quietly, discreetly to the right places, bring the food, pure food for us to eat. But take your precautions. So even then, again teaching us that we should always take our precautions. Okay.